have done that? How could you have done that? IDF, IDF, shot old women, shot old women on command, on command. Why'd you shoot some grannies? Why'd you shoot some grannies? IDF, IDF. Shot our Tristan in the head. We will not forget this, cause we're really pissed off. IDF, IDF.
Woo! Alright, so we're gonna start our little press conference and speak out. And we're not being allowed to use our sound system we brought, but that's okay, cause we have loud voices.
We do.
And that's how we're gonna have to do it. So people want to gather in, if they want to hear, I'm going to tell a little bit about the schedule. So we're going to have about five speakers speaking on different aspects of what's going on here and abroad, here and in Palestine. We're going to have about five or six speakers. Then we have a beautiful 10-minute video that kind of encapsulates what all the speakers are talking about. And then we're going to open it up for poetry and music and art, and we have chalk, and so we want to open it up. If anybody has something to speak out, or a song to share, or a spoken word piece, after the video, we're just gonna open it up like that. So can people hear me okay? Okay, so first, Paul is gonna start out. He's from the International Solidarity Movement, and he's gonna start out telling us a little bit about what's going on in Palestine. Thank you, Paul. Woo!
I think as all of you know, this is not the first time that members of the ISM, volunteers with the International Solidarity Movement, have been killed or injured in Palestine. Standing with us now are people who've been injured before. They've recovered. There are some who've not completely recovered. There are some who've died. There are two members of the International Solidarity Movement, Rachel Corey and Tom Herndahl, who've died at the hands of Israeli forces. But that's nothing compared to the 5,000 Palestinians who have died in less than 10 years in Palestine.
How about 300,000 in Darfur?
Exactly.
They're Muslim.
Yeah, they were killed by
Israel. Yeah. 300,000!
So they...
300,000!
Nothing! No killings of anyone makes it right! In Palestine... Don't engage him! Don't engage him! Don't engage him! Don't listen to him!
Paul,
I can talk over.
Yeah, hey, if we could have focus on Paul.
Let's keep an idea. Let's remember that we are standing now on ethnically cleansed grounds. The land that we are standing on now was ethnically cleansed by Europeans. There was a native population here. And the native population of Palestine is being eliminated in the same way. At one time in North America, the native population was the majority population. In Palestine, the native population is on the border of not becoming the native, the majority population there. Why?
What the hell?
Let him go.
What did they say he was doing?
I didn't catch that. He didn't do shit.
Okay, let's listen to the speaker. All right, continue.
We have to remember that we are not going to take it. We're not, Palestinians are defending us. We have to defend them. Where do you think the Patriot Act came from? Why are we under oppression? Why are we losing our rights in this country? It's because Palestinians are losing their rights. It's because Iraqis' human rights are not being respected. We are all in this together. Injustice towards anyone is an injustice towards everyone. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. We have to understand that. That's why Tristan's example. We have to press it home. We have to get justice for Tristan. He is a way of making people in this country, in Oakland, California, his home, in Grass Valley, his parents' home, making them aware of what is going on. People here have to wake up that this is not happening to somebody else. It's happening to us. It's happening to all of us. We have to press this everywhere we can. We have to get whatever advantage we can. So let's all get in this together. Let's work for the rights, for the civil rights and the human rights of Tristan Anderson. And let's work for the civil rights and the human rights of all Palestinians so that their human rights will be respected just as much as Israeli human rights, just as much as American human rights. This is what we're about. Human rights for Palestinians. Human rights for Palestinians. Human rights for all of us. Human rights for Palestinians. Human rights for Palestinians. Human rights for Palestinians. Human rights for all of us. Thank you.
IDF.
All right, so next, I was going to speak a little bit about Tristan and his current situation. So basically, I haven't been able to talk to Gabby today, but I did talk to her yesterday. He had a really rough weekend last weekend. He got a lot worse, but the good news is the last couple days he's gotten a lot better. Like I said, I haven't gotten an update today, but the last 2 days he's improved markedly. The pressure on his brain, which is a big concern, has actually gone down. They were gonna do a fourth surgery to his brain to relieve that pressure. Now they're gonna wait and see because his body seems to be dealing with it on its own. Yesterday his temperature was normal. His organs were functioning.
Yay!
He does have a piece of skull fragment pushing against his right optic nerve. At some point they will go in and operate on that, but they're gonna wait till he's stable. He's not using that eye right now anyway, so they're gonna wait till he's stable, then they're gonna go remove that. They also may do more surgery to the brain depending on how the pressure is and how the infection is. Do you wanna speak about Tristan just a little bit, who he is?
Everyone knows that already.
Well, for people who don't know, Steve's gonna give a little 2-minute thing about the beauty.
No, he's not gonna be brain dead, and when he's not sedated, he responds to verbal information.
Yay!
Yeah, they have removed part of his brain, and we don't know how that's gonna affect him. He's definitely not gonna be brain dead. It's day by day. He could take a turn for the worse. Anything could happen, but it looks good. He's going to come out of it. We just don't know what kind of condition he's going to be in coming out of it. And also, things could change at any moment. But you want to say a little bit about who Tristan is? Or?
Sure. He's a person who's good at being there, just like you're being here now when it's time to be there. He's been there in Iraq. He's been there in Palestine. He's been there in Sweden and Germany and Spain. And when we're everywhere, we're not getting our head bashed in, there's probably going to be world peace. So that's Tristan's job, is to be everywhere.
Yay! Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so the sergeant told me that actually they'd be giving that guy a ticket, and now I just saw the police van drive away, so I'm a little dismayed. But
if you know who that guy is, please talk to us.
So.
All right, he got so arrested. Next, what do you think he did?
Next, we're gonna. So if people haven't heard yet, the last time we were here a week ago Monday, we were attacked by the SFPD, unprovoked. I was here. I was arrested, along with seven other people. They were swinging overhead batons. They put a guy in the hospital. We're going to talk more about that. But first, we want to talk about what happened after that, which was last Saturday at the Peace March. So to talk about that, we're going to have Lubna. She's an Arab community activist. So thank you.
Hi, everyone. Can you guys hear me? All right, I'll be louder. So from Palestine, in the last 60 years, and the latest chapter of Israeli aggression, militarism, occupation, and genocide in Palestine has been the Gaza siege, as we've all seen, heard of, and come out into the streets during that period of time and demonstrated in the streets. The world is in outrage. The USA has this silenced majority that is coming up and starting to say, stop Israeli aggression against Palestinians. Tristan Anderson is one example of this silenced majority who is going out and speaking on behalf of Palestinians. And the Israelis targeted him to silence him, a peaceful demonstrator in Mil'ain, because he is speaking on behalf of another silenced majority. So we recognize this as the Arab American community. We support his efforts. We're praying for him, and we're supporting all of our solidarity of friends and community out here who's here in solidarity for liberation and freedom in the Arab communities here and abroad. On Saturday, Arab American youth were specifically targeted and attacked by the San Francisco Police Department. In a peaceful anti-war demonstration that takes place every year, that is normally peaceful every year, in which there was plenty of people, it was Arab American youth who were identified, arrested, brutalized. For the most part, it was the young men who were taken to prison and the young women who were abused with batons by police aggression. And this is not something unusual. There's always a gendered terrain to violence. It takes place in Palestine, in which women are being violated. The bodies of women are being violated, and the young men are being humiliated and strip searched. Same thing happened here in San Francisco, in which young men were taken away in handcuffs, wrongfully accused. Luckily, because of all of your support and because of the Arab community who got on top of this, the charges have been dismissed against six of our youth. However, they're still not dismissed against two other folks, non-Arabs, and as well as two minors under 18. So we're urging people to call the DA to continue to ask that these charges be dropped, because the youth were there peacefully and did not do anything wrong. At the same time, this particular incident came at a moment in which the anti-war demonstration had record numbers of a new generation of Arab youth who were out there in the crowd marching. This community who is coming out of this cloud of fear of the 8 years Bush administration and the policies and the tactics to silence Arab and Muslim communities, to put them on the outskirts and marginalize them, to vilify them, to victimize them. The same type of oppression that we're seeing currently happening to immigrant communities. The same thing that we're seeing happening in Oakland and in Hunters Point. What we're saying as the Arab American community is that we have certain rights. We are active participants of civil society in the USA. We have these rights, and we appreciate these rights, and we know that they come from a legacy of grassroots struggle by people of color and other marginalized and oppressed people. And we are willing to defend these rights, not just for us, but for all people who have been silenced by policies of this administration, by policies of the previous administration. And because of that, we are willing to hold those accountable for violence and aggression and silence and racism accountable for what they have done. And so we appreciate your support, and we would love to keep you guys updated about what's going on. But as of now, keep posted, call the DA's office, ask that the charges be dropped for everyone who was involved both in the Civic Center incident and the BART incident on March 21st, 2009.
Well, we're also demanding they drop the charges on the eight people that were arrested right here a week ago Monday. One of the arrestees is here to talk to us now.
Jason.
And Jason's here. He was arrested and beaten right here, and now he's back. He's not going to be scared away.
Yeah!
My name's Jason, and I just wanted to remind everybody what happened on Monday here when they, towards the end of the rally, unprovoked, they came in and started swinging batons and arresting people. 8 people were arrested that day, and 4 of us are still facing felony charges for them unprovoking and starting beating people up. So what we'd like to ask all of you here, and for those of you who were here on Monday, we could really use your support. If you could act as a witness, that would be really great for us. We have our next court date, April 29th, and we could use as much support. It's 850 Bryant, 9 o'clock in the morning at room 12. You can come there and show your support. If you're willing to be a witness, we could really use that. Talk to Jeffrey. He will take your name and your information later, and he'll help you out. I just want to say I think it's really important that we stay strong with this. I mean, because, you know, Tristan getting shot in the head, people getting arrested at peaceful protests, you know, these has to stop. And we have to, like, hold these people accountable for, you know, us trying to make, you know, necessary social change. It's important that we can stay strong and, like, have this precedent of them coming, beating us and up, throwing people jail, needs to stop. So if you could support us as much as possible, we would really appreciate that. And thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So next we're going to have Richard Becker from Answer, who was also there last Saturday.
All right. First of all, I can't talk too loud, but first of all, I just want to say that we want to express our solidarity and our sympathy with Tristan Anderson, his family, his friends, his comrades, and with all the people of Nealin, so many of whom have suffered death and injury over the last year, and all of the people of Palestine who have stood so heroically since being dispossessed of their homeland 61 years ago. I want to second what Lubna said, is that we have to continue the pressure on the DA. I was just in court this morning and saw that they decided not to drop the charges against Samuel Bryson and against Margaret, I'm forgetting the last name, Margaret, it'll come back to me in a second, but they're continuing. They're going to be back in court on April 30th. They have lawyers. Their felony charges were reduced to misdemeanors, but Margaret Belknap was very badly injured. She was hospitalized afterwards, and now she has 6 misdemeanors. So they're really going after her. They have 6 misdemeanors there. And of course, there are others who still face charges. We have to demand that all the charges against the people who were arrested here in the unprovoked police violence and arrested on Saturday in the unprovoked police violence. And I don't know how many of you have seen video of what happened on Saturday. There's yep. very clear video of an unprovoked, extremely violent attack where many, many people, mostly, as Lubna said, targeting the Arab American community, but many other people as well, were injured and arrested in that demonstration. We are trying to collect all that information. The National Lawyers Guild is trying to collect all that information. I think what's most important right now is that we stand in unity and solidarity, regardless of what our different political perspectives are, against these attacks on our movement, against these attacks on a movement in solidarity with the Palestinian people. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, speaking of the National Lawyers Guild, we got Carlos Villarreal. He's going to speak a little bit about these police attacks and the legality of them.
Right, so people know the NLG, we send out legal observers, we train people. We also try to provide as much legal support as we can to activists. We have a lot of volunteers. We try to do our best, but we are at a lot of protests around the Bay Area. We've noticed within the last few weeks that there has been a change in the way SFPD has been acting towards activists, and we've seen some real brutality, brandishing weapons in riot gear. They've assaulted unarmed peaceful protesters without lawful necessity, and that's actually in violation of California law as well as their own SFPD policies. I'll read the Penal Code, Section 149. Every public officer who, under color of authority, without lawful necessity, assaults or beats any person is punishable by a fine not exceeding $10,000 or by imprisonment in the state prison or in a county jail not exceeding 1 year or by both such fine and imprisonment. So without lawful necessity, clearly from the videos I've seen, I wasn't actually present, it looks like that's the case, and I'm really curious if the district attorney is going to be investigating that as they pursue these charges against activists. We also, in the video, we noticed that police were using clubs or batons and it raised over their head to strike people, again, unprovoked. And their own policies, SFPD, state, to properly control and therefore maximize its effectiveness, the baton should normally never be raised above the head to strike a blow. The use of the baton as a club is generally prohibited. And this is really talking about, you know, kind of arrests where people are very difficult to control. And even then, you're not supposed to be doing that sort of thing. In this case, they actually charged the crowd and went into the crowd and started using their batons in this fashion. So very much outside of where even their own internal policies say they're supposed to be doing. And we are curious also if the police chief is going to be investigating this. Their actions are potentially, anyway, having a chilling effect on people's rights of free speech and people's rights to assembly. People, I think a lot of people aren't scared, and that's great, but some people might think twice about whether they want to go out, whether they want to bring their kids to a demonstration, whether they might be at risk because they might be disabled. And so that's obviously has an effect on our constitutional rights as well. But I'm really happy that most people of good conscience continue to come out despite the risks, whether here in San Francisco or whether in Palestine. Thank you.
All right, so we want to watch this video that actually shows some of what he's talking about, but I wanted to just give people a little taste of spoken word, and that we're going to move into that after the video. So we have H Love, and she's got a piece she's going to do. Then we have a 10-minute video that Gino made. It's awesome, and it really covers the whole issue. So I think we're going to show it over here, and if people come over and kind of do like this kind of thing, we can probably all see it. And then we'll phase into spoken word and music. So you want? Yeah, why don't you just give us a little taste of what we're going to get later?
Oh, the whole thing? Why don't we have one?
H-Love!
Yeah. While they're setting up the TV, go.
Jews for peace, raise your hand. Peace. Jews against slaughter anywhere, raise your hand.
Oh, wait, I'm not Jewish. I'm right
where
here.
Where are you?
I'm right here. I'm glad you're here.
It was Passover, Pesach. The dry matzah made my throat crack like desert. First, we have to toast before quenching l'chaim. We raise our glasses of Manischewitz wine and say, next year in Israel, say it, Hilly, next year in Israel, Hilly, this is what it means to be Jewish. And this ritual was far from communion, but the wine still bled down my throat and I choked on the salt of the matzah because it had dried flat on rocks when we fled Egypt 4,000 years ago. So on this night we recline, we decline, we decline to talk about how we are perpetrating centuries of persecution from the past by occupying Palestine in the present, because this is what it means to be Jewish. A Red Sea parted for a people, and we built a fence down the middle crowned with thorns of barbed wire. And somebody wrote on that wall, send the Arabs to the gas chamber. Somebody wrote on that wall, send the Arabs to the gas chamber. While that Yiddish grandmother's last breath in that chamber scream never again, because that was what it meant to be Jewish. Not in my name, not in my name, kill civilians in Palestine, not in my name. Watching bulldozers bite into houses like our ancestors had never blinked back disbelief, like our grandparents had never held dead children, like our culture had never been salted with dried tears. But hey, listen up. If your nationalist intentions complements the colonial militarized expansion of American empire, maybe they'll fund your illegal occupation too and pump $5 million a day into a homeland near you. And maybe our tax dollars will be melted down into bullets and pumped into children throwing rocks. Oh wait, they already do. Because right-wing bushy fundamentalists snort other countries' resources like it was Jesus. So they dig up memories of mass graves in Poland and fill them with Zionism. And if you think that fort looks like Zion, literally heaven on earth, please listen to more Bob Marley, because we ain't the only tribe on diaspora.
ask a Rastafari about what he sees fit as a homeland. See, Israel ain't Zion. Bombs just birthed another Babylon where mamas keep crying. The media is lying, desperately trying to silence the voices of Jews whose hearts are breaking again. Because when anyone else speaks out, they're anti-Semitic. And when I speak out, they call me ashamed to be Jewish. And I don't really know what else to call the feeling of seeing ethnic cleansing committed in my name. If suicide was an adequate apology, I'd consider it. But living and speaking the truth is the best I can do. I want to bomb walls of silence and call out that just because my grandmother went from cow cars to Cadillacs because her skin was close in color to the white picket fence, does it mean that we have a right to Palestine like it was neo-manifest destiny because they said that was what it meant to be Jewish? See, I will not let neoliberals interrupt the self-determination of my own identity, the unspoken compassion and solidarity one holds for others in struggle. Because I'm not exactly a woman of color, but I ain't quite white either. And deriving my identity from my pink gold struggle for liberation meant ignoring that we were the source of oppression for others. So I'll be damned if your taxes go in my name to build an apartheid wall in Jerusalem, because that is not what it means to be Jewish.
Right.
Capitalism is damming up rivers of Jewish tears to build power plants of Zionism, plant power in the Middle East using Zionism. Palestinians and Jews are not the problem. The problem is Zionism. So please, no, we don't have to blow ourselves up to remember that we are human. I know the smell of burning flesh, and I would rather us both be alive. Because you can call it Yahweh, Krishna, Gaia, Allah, or Selassie. Our sounds may be different, but our hearts are keeping beat on the same chorus. Our souls blooming in the same warm rays of existence. And I will not let history and fences interrupt the qualities that surpass your five senses. Because my grandmother's hands are softest to me the way your grandfather's words are softest to you. And we all get the same lump in our throat when we feel love. So let us gather around the embers, turn off the celebrity deathmatch on Fox News so the rest of us can unlock our doors, sit together, and eat well-salted bread. While we gather in our gardens and listen to olive trees whisper hymns of forgiveness. When we are ready to dance instead of fight, I'm gonna bump some heavy reggae bass and shake down this concrete wall, rocking this trench town to a phoenix rises from the rubble and leads us to a Zion we can all call heaven. Because that is what it means to be human.
All right, H. Love. So Gino made this 10-minute video. So we're going to try to, if people just turn their body, we turn the TV toward this way. And if we just take a knee, I think we'll all be able to see. I want to warn people, it's not just you. Listen after you were shot.
Don't worry, we can always listen.
That works.
People don't want to watch and make like
a we'll even pose a song.
And then we're going to have
audio and still
shot. We got another spoken word piece, and it's pretty open, so people want to do their thing.
Hope y'all can stomach it. Before I launch into this piece, there have been two injustices that have been committed today. One dude getting hauled in for doing nothing whatsoever, when some fool inside the Israeli consulate building yelled, "Battery acid!" And this dude had nothing. He had no such thing on him. And two or three cops just hauled him away. So that's the first thing I like to speak out against. The second thing that is like the biggest crime next to that is not having a sound system. No mic, no bass amp, no PA. So we have to rely on amplifying our own natural voices just to be heard out here. So that's two crimes that the cops have committed against us today. The people it's supposed to serve. So I'm done venting. And I hope this TV works at some point. Anyways, I wrote this brand new poem on St. Patrick's Day. And it applies to this situation here that's been happening for the past couple of weeks. And I'd like to dedicate it to our own Tristan Anderson.
Yeah, Tristan!
Yeah. We have not forgotten you. Although you're back in critical condition, we in the SF Bay Area have not forgotten. This poem's for you. This is called Concussion. Orchard destruction, rush construction, brand new appendage, new separation wall. The village protests, get rage off their chest. The adversary spoken, open fire. High-speed projectile, moving rapidly while making an impact on the skull of Earth's peace. Blunt force trauma, border war drama. Attack the natives so the settlements are safe. Knock off their asses with noxious gases. The adversary wins with American toys. Genocide production, severe concussion. Evil man witness, lies inert, but still among the living. Intent on giving. Full reports on the Zionist sickness. 60-year-old infection, continued expansion. Cancerous growth spreads across the Middle East. From the metropoles here to the olive groves there, we are with you, Tristan Anderson. It sucks not having a mic or a PA system. I did the best I could. That new poem was called Concussion. And I'm gonna end with a little chant that I said about 2 Mondays ago. Tristan Anderson, we are with you.
Tristan Anderson, we are with you.
Tristan
Anderson, we are with you. Tristan Anderson, we are with you.
Tristan Anderson,
we are with you.
Call response now. Tristan Anderson,
we are with you.
Tristan Anderson,
we are with you.
Rachel Corey,
we are with you.
Young Refuseniks,
we are with you.
Palestinians,
we are with you.
Tristan Anderson,
we are with you.
Rachel Corey,
we are with you.
Young Refuseniks,
we are with you.
Palestinians,
we are with you.
We are with you.
Yeah.
My name is T. Allen. Thanks for listening.
Cool. So I saw M was around with that guitar. Where's she at? M. All right. Anybody else got a piece they want to share while we look for M?
How about the grannies will sing again?
Yeah, the grannies. Come bring
sure.
it out.
Everybody got lyrics. We'll be quick.
No, you don't have to be quick.
We wrote a little song for Tristan. It's to the tune of Frère Jacques because we figured everybody knew that tune. And I got extra sheets here for people if you want to pass them out.
Okay. Here you go.
Shot. Ready, grannies? And David's going to record us.
Go.
We're on, grannies. Okay.
I only have one more.
Shot protesters with hard objects in the head. In the head. Why'd you shoot protesters? Why'd you shoot protesters? IDF, IDF ran them over with bulldozers. Now they're dead, now they're dead. Why'd you run them over? Why'd you run them over? IDF, IDF walked the ambulance at the checkpoint. Patients dead, patients dead. How could you have done that? How could you have done that? IDF, IDF. Shot old women, on command. Why'd you shoot some grannies? Why'd you shoot some grannies? IDF, IDF. Shot our Tristan, our friend Tristan, in the head, in the head. We will not forget this, cause we're really pissed off.
We don't want to keep you from doing that.
Oh, keep going.
Do all right.
Go for it, grannies.
This is a sing-along,
rage.
Even if you don't have the lyrics.
Everybody can sing it.
When we rage. Make peace instead of war. When we make peace instead of war. Oh, how I want to be in that number. When we make peace instead of war. When Tristan's home.
When Tristan's home.
He's home at last.
He's home at last.
When Tristan's home, he's home at last.
How I want to be in that number.
When Tristan's home, he's home at last.
When we have jobs.
Instead of jails.
instead of
jails. Everybody!
When we have jobs instead of jails. How I want to be in that number. When we have jobs instead of jails.
When Palestine!
When Palestine!
It's free at last!
It's free at last!
Everybody!
When Palestine is free at last!
It's free at last!
How I want to be in that number. When Palestine is free at last.
When we make peace.
When we make peace.
Instead of war. Everybody.
When we make peace instead of war.
Instead of war.
How I want to be in that number. When we make peace instead of war.
Yeah. Woo! A little high there. Okay. Well, I don't need a mic, as you can see. Folks, get up here. We're not mic hogs, even without a mic.
Okay. Well, yeah, anybody else got anything they want to share? Also, people could speak out. It doesn't have to be a song or a poem. It could just be, you know, like pretend this is a soapbox and this is your world and your stage. We also have chalk, so I'm going to be chalking. If anybody wants to do some art,
I can
speak out.
I'd say, my name is Brian. I spent about 8 months in Palestine with the ISM, and I was in Bilayn, which is the village just next to Bilayn, as many other people here today, Henry, a few others. And I just want to, if anyone who hasn't been there, I want you to know what happened to Tristan is no accident. Every Friday I would go to Bilayn, I'd go to Beit Sira, I'd go to demos throughout that area, and tear gas canisters, among many other things, were shot directly at us. A regular, that happened every single time. In fact, the Israelis that would be there with us would be shouting at the soldiers, quoting the military regulation to say you're not allowed to shoot the tear gas canister directly at people, you're supposed to shoot it in an arc. And they would quote the regulations to the soldiers, screaming at them in Hebrew to stop doing that. But they'd be shooting it straight at people all the time. In fact, a friend of mine, a Palestinian friend of mine, and another Canadian friend of mine, we were leaving the demo, just like at the end of the demo, just like with Tristan, there was nothing happening. There were two of us, there was the Palestinian friend and the Canadian friend. They were both having their hands up, facing straight at the soldiers who were no more than between here and those doors over there, saying, we're not armed, please stop, lower your weapon. And these soldiers, what did they do? They fired their weapons right at them, their tear gas canisters. My friend turned around, they both ran, one was hit directly in the back. When we later got to the village, another Israeli had been hit in the face with a tear gas canister. So this is not uncommon. The only thing that changed in terms of Tristan's situation is that they used a newer, more lethal variety of tear gas canister. Okay, so they're using one that's even faster, that shoots even farther, that does even more damage at the same close range.
How big are these things?
Well, they're usually, the canister can be anywhere from like that big to smaller. The new ones, like you're saying, are smaller. They travel farther and faster.
Higher velocity.
They don't leave as much of a trace, sort of cloud of gas. The older ones, they still shoot straight at people, but they were a little clumsier. They just as dangerous. Well, not as dangerous though, but still very dangerous. So I just want everyone to know that, from people like myself and others that have been there, to whom it could have easily happened, to any of the people who are here that have been to Palestine, and to any of the people here who are now at demos here. What's happening at these at our demos, what we've seen today, what we've seen on Saturday, we keep seeing the attitude of the police to come in and just terrorize and intimidate people. And I think we all know that we're not going to be intimidated, and we're not going to stand back and let this happen. Thank you.
Another thing, Brian, what people don't realize is that Tristan was not even protesting at the time he was hit.
Right.
There was a protest taking place, and the way this invariably happens, and it's the way it's happened in the case of Tristan, was that the protesters go there. No stones are thrown. The very first thing that happens is that the Israeli forces will start firing rubber-coated steel bullets. They'll start firing tear gas canisters. They'll charge. They'll start beating people. These are all things that could happen. That starts, and then of course the crowd ends up dispersing, and usually going back to the village. They went back to the village. Tristan was in the village. He wasn't near the wall, the area of the wall where the protest was happening. He wasn't. And the kids at that point, they start to throw stones. Okay, the kids were throwing stones. ISM protocol, the protocol of the International Solidarity Movement, is When that happens, ISM volunteers take themselves away. They don't stand in the midst of these things. And that's where Tristan was. He was standing on the side. He was taking pictures at the time. He was nowhere near any place that warranted any kind of attack, even with the most benign things. And this was not benign. There was no justification for this whatsoever. It needs an investigation. It needs an independent investigation. They must be held accountable. Four people in the village of Nanin, where Tristan was doing this, have died. Two of them children, because of this kind of thing.
And on that day, a resident of that village was shot in the leg with live ammunition.
That's
right. We don't hear about that.
No.
We never would have if Tristan hadn't been hurt that same day.
These are unarmed, nonviolent protesters to whom this is happening, of whom Tristan is one. We need to hold them accountable. We need to hold them accountable. And we are going to take as many as possible this summer to stand with them. When Rachel Corrie was killed, the enrollment in ISM quadrupled. We're going to do that again this summer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I finally tracked her down. Returning from that big show at the Cow Palace. Though. But yeah, dude, we have personal friends of Tristan here to share music. And keep it going.
Alright. What's
play? Oh, I mean, we just head home and then just meet up. I'd say go to East Jerusalem and meet up with the people there and then just get to wherever. I don't know what the structure is right now, per se, but it's usually a training or